is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gardner Goldsmith filling in for Mark.
That's right. Mark is out at his wacky cult group think thing that he goes to. And we're going to talk more about that tomorrow night. I held his feet to the flame on it last night, and like a true believer, he defended his cult to the very bitter end.
And he's not talking about Ian Astbury and the cult doing, a Shiloh Sanctuary.
No, this is not a cult that rocks.
Okay.
We'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. But still taking your calls about whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, and join us online, of course, where everything is free, at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's up, my man?
Well, I just got done getting kicked out of a federal senator's presence.
Really? Ah, did you go see Bill Frist?
I did.
What happened? Oh, man. All right. Dave, we'll have to give a little background on this first. We had Bill Frist on my show today. I talked to you on the phone a little bit earlier. Mentioned it, he was going to be on. We had him on. He was promoting his wife's book, which is about fatherhood and the ties with women and children and things like that. Girls. And so after we finished up the conversation with her, we went back to Bill Frist. They were handing the phone back and forth, and I got an email from Kat Dillon, and she told me that you were interested in trying to find out where he was going to be appearing, and you weren't able to listen to all of the show. And I emailed her. He was appearing in Manchester, at 7 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble over there with his wife. And you went.
Yeah. It's sad, though, because when I first went in, I hadn't built the sign yet. By the time I got there, I was behind because I've been doing a silent demonstration marathon in other parts of the state. And
right.
So I went in there, and I saw there he was. It was the perfect time to stand there with the sign, but I hadn't had the sign made yet.
Uh-oh.
And I was out of sign-making material, so I had to, paste some stuff together with paper. And by the time I got back in there 10 minutes later, he had moved to a different part of the building, and the entourage was all still in the same location, but he was, in the restroom or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stood there and named the sign at the entourage.
So what was the sign? What was the sign, yeah?
The sign says, Senator Frist sponsors torture.
Wow.
Because he was a sponsor of the 2006 Military Commissions Act. Which,
that's right.
You know, we've all been so angry about it, and, most people aren't doing anything. I thought I'd do something.
Sure, destroyed more freedoms, eviscerated habeas corpus.
Absolutely.
And makes it now, this Military Commissions Act, just in case you haven't heard about it, makes it so that the government, the executive branch, can just deem anybody they want to, citizen, non-citizen, whoever, they can deem them an unlawful enemy combatant, pick them up off the streets, lock them in a military brig, subject them to a military tribunal, non-public trial. In fact, they might not even be allowed to attend their own trial, let alone look at the evidence against them or confront the witnesses that are against them. This man was one of the sponsors of this?
He was a co-sponsor, yes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well, now, I can understand why you were ejected. This was, of course, private property. It was a bookstore. I presume that's who ejected you?
Well, sort of. What happened was the... by the way, I have a copy of the law in my pocket, or at least in my car, and I've read it very carefully, that passage where it gives the president the authority to decide who is an enemy combatant, although technically it's a panel that the president appoints.
Yeah,
but,
yes.
Still, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah, essentially
Ian is not exaggerating, folks.
No, and essentially what they did, Dave, is, excuse me, they took what George Bush was doing without the law, and that the Supreme Court found was not right,
and they
made a law for him to go ahead and do it.
And they made it retroactive, which you can't do, as I understood.
No ex post facto laws.
But apparently you can't.
Yeah, so you had a copy with you, and so what happened? You said you were thrown out. Was it his strong-arm guys and the Barnes & Noble guys, or what happened?
He had two visible, strong, whatever you call them. Maybe they were Secret Service, maybe they were private.
No, Secret Service does not do work for anybody but presidential types. So
maybe
it was private security.
Maybe they were private. They were pretty cool, whoever they were. I stood there for maybe 5 minutes. They looked me over. They nodded at me. One of them, got on his little horn and was talking about me to somebody.
Hmm.
And they some of them came a little closer to me. Some of them looked at me from a distance and everything. But eventually, I guess they must have called Manchester police because an MPD officer was shortly visible. And then he walked over to me, and then a lady from Barnes & Noble came over to me. And he started talking to me. I don't remember what he said, but the Barnes & Noble lady, I said, are you at Barnes & Noble? Because that was who I wanted you to defer to, you know.
Exactly.
And she said, yeah, I am. You've got to leave. And I said, okay, well, I respect property rights, so I will leave. But
good.
I did leave pretty slowly, you know, at first. And the officer took exception to that more than they usually do.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that in that case. I mean, as far as leaving slowly, which is what you tend to do when you do the silent protest, if you're on government property and government bureaucrat office, I think it's great to leave slowly. I know you typically back up very slowly while holding your sign. But in the case of private property, somebody asked me to leave their private property, I'd be gone. I mean,
You may be right about that. That may be the better thing to do. I don't have much experience with that. I wasn't leaving as slowly as I normally do. But anyway, the officer was definitely more agitated on private property, which is appropriate. And he said, I need you to turn around and I need you to go out faster or I'm going to lock you up. And it's the last time I'm going to tell you.
Dangerous or threatening, were you?
No.
This is what I don't understand. Why didn't the manager just come up and talk to you first? I mean, why didn't they just approach you and say, excuse me, sir, could you please leave? You're not allowed to hold signs here.
Although I can understand maybe they might be afraid and they want some police backup in case there would be any violence. But you were alone, right, Dave? You know.
I was. I didn't make sure I didn't have a coat on, so they could probably tell I wasn't carrying any
smart,
weapons.
Smart. Very smart, Dave.
I would always do everything I do. I would do it differently the second time. But the... What happened was I didn't really exactly do what he said, but he ended up he didn't really follow through on the threat exactly. He just sort of spun me around gently toward the direction he wanted me to face, and then, you know, pulled me out, pulled me out the door. And then he got my contact information. He asked me for my date of birth, and I told him I wanted to know what the law was that required me to give it to him, and he didn't push it.
Good.
Oh, that's good. Well, good job, Dave. And any other thoughts for us?
Well, I was also at the federal building doing kind of the same thing in Concord. I had a sign that said Ministry of Torture and a rattlesnake flag.
You're the man, Dave.
This is the really interesting part. No one at the federal building harassed me. I was right next to the building. I mean, right next to the... I was on the right-of-way, but as close as you could get to federal property without being on it.
Excellent.
And one security lady came out and just shot the breeze with me and then went back in.
Right on.
Wow, that's cool.
Thanks for the call, as always.
Cool.
We appreciate hearing from you,
Dave. Who knows,
Dave.
Maybe you won over a convert, Dave.
Keep up the good work, sir. 800-259-9231 as we go to the Amplifier line and Ryan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Gardner. Hello.
Hey, I was just catching up on yesterday's podcast. First of all, that whole Lauren Canario thing, I've felt ill since then.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting what's happened to Lauren.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard. I'm sorry.
There within 3 years, now I'm looking probably more at 3 months as what I can do.
Wow, that's awesome. So the fact that Lauren Canario is being kept in jail for longer than for up to a year now at this point has actually inspired you to move sooner rather than later.
That's the first time I've felt physically ill over something like that. Yes.
Wow, so, you're coming to New Hampshire.
As soon as I can.
Great.
I need a job pretty quick.
Excellent,
great.
Ryan. So what was on your mind tonight?
Well, y'all were talking yesterday on a little bit of a lighter note about the whole mint grape thing and the cactus and the finger. And you kept going back and forth about, would this offend you? Would this offend you? Like it matters. Show me where in the Constitution it says you have a right not to be offended.
I see what you're saying. The reason I was asking, it was Mark and I, and just to recap for anybody tuning in Gardner as well, there was an issue yesterday on the show about a guy who put a drawing of a cactus up on the side of his house because his neighbors kept reporting into the government as he was doing building stuff on his property. And they were harassing him, and it cost him an extra $25,000 just to comply with the government demands and everything because of his neighbors. So he put a picture of the cactus up on the side of his house, and it sort of looked like a middle finger, the way the cactus was drawn.
Right.
And my question was to Mark, does that offend you? Because last year, I'd say it's been about a year now, we had an issue about a snow penis, where Mark was very offended by the idea that one of his neighbors might have built a snow penis in their front yard. He said he would go
That's
over...
That's his own problem.
I'm sorry?
That's his own problem.
Yes, it is his own problem. I just wanted to find out if this was something that offended his sensibilities as much as the snow penis did, because he advocated last year that he had the freedom to go over onto somebody else's property, destroy their snow penis, and walk away if it offended him.
No.
And that's why I brought it up. And I don't know if you had more on that, Ryan. Hang on if you do. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. But he was okay with the cactus that looked like the middle finger. That was all right by him. He wouldn't have spray painted over that. But snow penises, unacceptable.
Property rights aren't subjective.
I agree.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Mark.
You
Thank
can
you.
Also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, meaning that they prove that they listen to the show. See it for yourself at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today. That's freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org. As we go back to, let's go back to Ryan in Texas.
Oh, let's try this one. Ryan, are you still there? This isn't Ryan. Who is this on the amplifier line?
This is Dennis, New Hampshire.
Well, Dennis in New Hampshire. Looks like you're on the air. What's on
hey,
your
Dennis.
Mind, sir?
Hey, guys. I was kind of surprised that worked out kind of weird. I just wanted to talk about carrying guns since Mr. Dave was on the line earlier from New Hampshire.
Right, and Dave is sort of known for open carrying his gun, which, of course, is totally legal here in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. And it reminds me of something we were talking about, the what you might call the surprise and alarm of other people at things that a person might do,
mm-hmm.
and the way that that might be someone's annoyance and alarm. And I just wanted to point out, I'm looking here at some stuff from the gun owners of New Hampshire, that they point out that the New Hampshire Attorney General's office has made it clear that open carry of firearms is a right, and that another person's annoyance and alarm, in quotes, does not supersede that right.
Good.
Very good. Absolutely.
I just wanted to point that out. That's
all
something
right.
that's apparently understood by our Attorney General, although it's been hard to educate her on a whole bunch of things, at least on this issue. Someone has educated her properly.
Do you think that has a bearing on the argument about annoyance and alarm over a snow penis or a finger, a cactus depicted as a finger?
Absolutely. You know, if carrying a gun causes you annoyance and alarm,
mm-hmm.
and it's still okay, then I think the snow penis is probably okay, no matter how alarmed and annoyed you are, and no matter how big it is.
I think it's absolutely okay. And, Dennis, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's absolutely okay as far as what you said before, Gardner, that property rights are inalienable. It's your property. You should be able to do and create what you want on it. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be consequences.
Sure.
And when I say consequences, I don't mean an angry Mark coming by and knocking it down. I'm talking about perhaps social ostracism. You know, if you live in a neighborhood full of prudes, for instance, if they don't like the snow penis, then you're going to have some angry neighbors, and maybe they don't want to talk to you. Maybe they won't allow their children to play with your children. Maybe they won't sell you stuff at their general store. I mean, there could be consequences, but then that's them exercising their right of property.
In a free market of private property rights being exercised peacefully, the dynamic system that's created allows for human interaction in the most peaceful way, and you end up sifting out the people that you don't want around. You freely associate with the people with whom you do want to associate, and you end up getting communities that have certain standards and others that have different standards.
Exactly. So if you don't want your neighbors to draw a cactus / middle finger on the side of their house,
right.
or you don't want the possibility of a snow penis popping up when the snow falls, then you should be living in a deed-restricted area where there are specific rules and regulations that say what you can and cannot do with your property.
Sure.
Or if you're like me and you don't want your neighbors having any say over what you can do on your property, you don't live in those areas. It's really simple.
Yeah, and you know, Ian, it's interesting because historically in the United States, I think that even the founding fathers looked at those types of questions. They didn't go as far as we would go, which is a total free market and voluntary communities and things like that.
Sure.
But in their approximation of small communities, at least they allowed for the right to exit. And so when you talk about these, you know, in a classroom setting or over coffee or something, or you're with friends at a party among people talking political philosophy, a lot of people will bring up that sort of nth degree question of, well, you know, what if I have a spotlight on my driveway and it bothers the guy next door because it's shining into his house, or he doesn't like it.
They always go to the ludicrous extreme.
Right, right. But those extremes are I think, valuable in a way in that the ways you can work these out always end up, you can bring it down to both you and the other individual have a right to your private property. If the other individual's exercise of his private property rights is causing problems for you, let's say it's a visual thing. Let's say his house is a mess. He's got a pickup truck on blocks or something. You don't like it. It brings down the value of your property or who knows. Then a free marketeer would say you can work that out with him privately. If you can make it worth his while to remove the truck, that makes it worth your while, then okay. People can say, well, yeah, but then wouldn't somebody hold his neighbor ransom and you know, extort his neighbor by saying, well, I'll do something stupid and then my neighbor's going to have to pay me again.
Right.
But these things work themselves out because nobody wants to live around somebody like that.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. And really, I don't feel sorry for somebody, as Mark pointed out, rightly so, last night with the cactus episode.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors that were pissed off about this guy's house were angry because Well, he's building this house in front of our view of the mountains. That's the real issue. We had a nice view, and now there's this big house going up, and this is unacceptable. Let's call the government in here. Well, look, why didn't you buy the plot
the
of land
property.
Across from your
exactly.
house?
Exactly. He bought it. He's right. the one who gets the view now.
If you're somebody who's really sensitive to noise, me, I don't like hearing a lot of noise when I try to go to sleep.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand
I
living in New
that.
York City.
Exactly.
But some people, you know, if you're really sensitive to noise, you're really sensitive to light, there are some precautions that you should be taking to ensure that you're going to have the lifestyle you want to live. Mm-hmm. If you just go roll the bones and buy a house in some random neighborhood without checking things out first, I don't feel sorry for you when somebody starts shining a spotlight through
yeah,
your window.
Right, right, exactly.
Put up a fence or move somewhere where there's, you know, 50 feet of forest on any given side of your house. Then you have no problem.
Now, isn't it interesting to see how far we've come from the free market concept and then the next step away from it, the founder's concept of small areas of control where at least you can get away. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, it's not exactly an approximation, but it's a close approximation to it. And then you get even further away where you get the state and federal government controlling what sorts of property is going to be available for even for purchase. And they decide beforehand. We've got just around the corner from here, Temple Mountain. They have a proposal to spend $400,000. And I spoke to the woman who's the state rep. She's from Peterborough, not too far from here. And she wants to have the government buy out a ski hill, which has consistently not been able to run sufficiently because it's in a bad spot where it doesn't get enough snow.
Okay.
And there are other areas. So they haven't been able to make a go of it privately to get people to go there for mountain biking and skiing, and they've gone over and over and over again. People have gone out of business.
So she wants the government to buy it and subsidize it?
And preserve it from development.
It's historical.
Yeah, they want to make sure that it's not developed. Now, the incredible thing about this is they want to push this down here, and one of the other sponsors in our state Senate, who's an old buddy of mine from high school, Peter Bragdon's, was quoted as saying, well, in the North Country, wherever the heck the North Country is, it's this indefinable spot in New Hampshire. We don't know where the line of demarcation is. I might be in the North Country now. You could be in the South Country. We're only 2 feet apart, you know. But anyway, he says in the North Country, they have all sorts of programs to help stop development, to keep things preserved. But in the southern tier, there's a lot of development, and it's, well, that tells you something. The land is valuable for a certain reason down here for development. Let people decide for themselves.
Yes, please. Mark and I were talking about this off the air recently, this idea that, oh, well, once we come in here, it's done. As soon as you move in, then the area's closed off. No one else can come in. No new buildings can be built. Stop it. Development is good. It's growth. It's economic progress. New jobs being created. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Sam in Texas, hanging on patiently. Get to your call as well if you make it now. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. Over 130,000 posts await you, over 1,200 people interacting. Various different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phone, Sam in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
So as of today, I'm an amplifier. I wanted to let you know, thank you for putting the show together. It's wonderful. It's been a real eye-opener.
Thank you, Sam, and I appreciate that. And by the way, just a note to anybody who signs up to become an amplifier, it sometimes takes me a few, like maybe a handful of days. Sometimes I'm quick about it. Sometimes it takes me a few days to get around to processing you. So do be patient, and I will give you the necessary upgrades.
No problem.
With that said, Sam, what's on your mind?
So I decided to fly without ID. I had a day trip out to Tampa yesterday. And went up to the counter. The guy wanted me to check in with the self-service, and I said, "You know, no, I'm not going to show ID today." And he's like, "What?
I don't now, think this you is can the, do that." This is the airport guy, the airline
the
employee.
You know how they have the greeter out in front of the lines
to
direct you to self-service? So he was asking why, and I'm explaining it to him, and he's like, "Well, I agree with you, but I don't think you can do that." And he actually walked up to the ticketing agent with me.
Yeah.
And she asked for my ID. I said, "You know, no, I'm not going to show it." Or, you know, she just went nuts. She's like, "Well, then you're not going to fly."
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, "Wait a minute. There's no law that says I have to have an ID to fly on an airplane in this country." And she said, "Well, are you refusing to show it or do you not have it?" I'm like, "Well, I don't have it." And she says, "Okay, what do you have?" "A credit card." She says, "Well, let me see that." So I put it on the counter. She punches me in. My ticket has four S's on it for selectee.
Sure.
And off I go.
Yeah.
So I go through security. The guy almost didn't see it and let me through, but then he noticed it, put me through to get searched.
So you got a nice massage for a while there. Well done. Way to go.
It was real brief, but then as they were searching my computer bag, the scanner, the swab test, just happened to set off for nitroglycerin.
Whoa!
Yeah. So he's like, "Well, I apologize." The supervisor immediately starts scurrying over back and forth. It was pretty comical. And so as they're taking everything out of my bag, testing, you know, both my phones. I had a digital voice recorder recording the whole thing.
Mm,
and he said, I think that's on. I'm like, yeah, it is. And as he was doing this, I was reciting the Fourth Amendment to him and explaining how he's violating it because he's government and he's searching without a warrant.
Excellent.
So forth. And I can just imagine people, you know, walking by, seeing the TSA searching somebody's stuff, and he's reciting the Fourth Amendment. It's just it's not something you see.
What was his response when you did that?
Well, at the end, he was just, he was really apologetic, and kind of what he said was, well, I'm really sorry, but I got to do what they tell me.
Yeah.
And that was his last words. And I said, no, you don't. That's what the soldiers running concentration camps said.
Ooh.
So and then I left, got on my flight. You know, on the way back, it was better. I got a, I did the same thing, got a friendly flight attendant who actually was asking questions. I explained, oh, I'm an activist, and I'm going to do this from now on. She said, oh, that's great. Just make sure you add a few extra minutes to get through security.
But did you find, quick question though, did you, we've heard people say that when they don't show, when you don't show ID or you get the special extra search, for instance, if you refuse to take off your shoes or whatever, that it sort of puts you into the special search, the secondary screening line. Did you find that you actually moved faster, or did you have to wait in the main line until you got there, then they took you aside to secondary screening, or were you sort of fast-tracked?
Yeah, now let me, that's a good point. In Dallas, I went through the regular line. In Tampa, it was a little different, and that's what I want to tell you about.
Okay.
They have the shuttle cars that take you out to the terminal.
Right.
And they have a first tier, I guess, of TSA security agents to check the boarding pass and ID.
Right.
So I walk up, I hand him my boarding pass. He goes, can I see your ID? I said, no, I don't show my ID to travel in my own country. And he looked at me like, what?
Awesome.
And he said, well, what's your name? I said, Sam. He goes, okay, have a nice flight. So he validated that.
Awesome. Good.
I could read back the name to him on the boarding pass I had just handed him.
Well, okay, I love that line. I don't show ID in my own, to travel in my own country. Awesome line.
Yeah, that's really good. People should remember that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So then what happened?
Then I got to the second set and showed my boarding pass, and that's when there was about 50 people in line or so, so it was going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
The first lady checking me saw the S's and pulled me to the side and put me in a line with three people. And I thought, well, this is great. I got, you know, I was going to have to wait through all the line, and there were people in line that said, how did he get over into that line? And so I told her, oh, you just refused to show ID. You get marked a selectee, and they'll pull you over here.
Nah, that is
like,
perfect.
Think about that.
Yeah, you got to write a book and market it. That's forget Bill Frist showing up at Barnes & Noble. I want you there. That's
so
a great idea.
Then they had me go through in Tampa the air puffer that doesn't work.
Right.
And when she pointed to that, I'm like, are you serious? That doesn't even work half the time. And, you know, it's been thrown away at other airports. And she just said, go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even pat me down. They did swab my bag again. And,
did it
again,
register
I was
for
reciting
nitro?
The, not this time.
Huh.
And the other 15 tests he did after it the first time, none of them showed anything.
Good.
So it was just silly.
Wow.
And then I go to the bar, sit down, I'm telling this story to somebody. Turns out he's the son of a senator in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And it just, we talked about libertarian stuff, and it really opened his eyes. So.
Oh, amazing. Great.
Awesome. What a successful trip,
day.
Sam.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude. Congratulations, and we appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night.
Drop in the seat, Sam. Good job.
800-259-9231. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is a total success story.
Oh, I love that. You know, but Ian, with what he's doing, he's educating so many people. And he's spreading the word. And, you know, here with this call, it ties in with something else that I think is just really an amazing story. You were talking a little bit about the confiscation of the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the bag. And this story that I found from the New York Times, it was over at FEE.org, Foundation for Economic Education, of course.
Okay.
And they have Joe Sharkey wrote, a lot of business travelers are walking around with laptops that contain private corporate information that their employers really do not want outsiders to see.
Sure.
Until recently, their biggest concern was that someone might steal the laptop. But now there's a new worry that the laptop will be seized or its contents scrutinized at the United States Customs and Immigration checkpoints upon entering the United States from abroad. Although much of the evidence for the confiscations remains anecdotal, it's a hot topic this week among more than 1,000 corporate travel managers and travel industry officials meeting in Barcelona at a conference of the Association of Corporate Travel Executives. Now, get this. Last week, an informal survey by the association indicated that almost 90% of its members were not aware that customs officials had the authority to scrutinize the contents of travelers' laptops and even confiscate laptops for a period of time without giving a reason.
Wow.
Now, there's one woman, she said she had been waiting for a year to get her laptop and its contents back. She said it was randomly seized, and since she hasn't been arrested, this woman, she was a regular business traveler and not a criminal. They've held on to this. They can do it without probable cause.
A random
and without
seizure.
A warrant. Yeah, in fact, it says here that laptops may be scrutinized and subject to a forensic analysis under the so-called border search exemption, which allows searches of people entering the United States and their possessions without probable cause, reasonable suspicion, or a warrant. So his reading of the Fourth Amendment and what they were doing to him fits in precisely. That is a rule. They can do this anytime they want to.
Now, I've actually heard it. We've actually talked about some incidents in the past where this has happened. I haven't actually heard of anybody getting it seized before, but we've actually heard of people having some officious TSA bureaucrat or a customs bureaucrat pull them into a side room, have them open the laptop and go through the contents on the laptop, which I certainly found pretty darned outrageous as is.
Sure.
But now you're saying they can just randomly confiscate
and
it?
So
you come through my line and I see, let's say me, I know a little bit about computers, so I sort of could identify, say, a laptop that was maybe more recent as opposed to older. Oh, yeah, that's a new
incredible
model. That's one of those new models. I'm going to randomly confiscate this and then we're going to accidentally lose it.
Nothing like the Fourth Amendment.
You got more, right?
Yeah.
There's more. 800-259-9231. Apparently there's no way to get around this. I mean, if you're carrying a laptop across the international border, it's just a crapshoot now.
It seems like it.
More coming up. 800-259-9231. I don't want to find out the reason why they're doing this as well. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Gardner filling in for Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. If you want to help support the show, considering that we, unlike those other big-name radio talk show hosts that charge you money for their sites, we give it all away for free. If you want to help support us, then there's two really easy ways to do it. It's shopping with us. There's two ways to shop. There's the store at store.freetalklive.com. You can buy Free Talk Live swag, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and DVD classic archives, collector sets. That's all there, and it's great quality merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. Also, we want you to shop with us for everything else you could possibly need. Gardner, you've shopped at Amazon before, right?
Sure.
Who hasn't?
Absolutely.
Anybody who's been online has probably bought something at Amazon at some point, whether it be the latest book, hot DVD, piece of electronic equipment, furniture, grocery. I mean, they've got 35 categories of products, and we've got a way to get a piece. Here's what you do. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you buy at that point, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of.
That's cool.
So great way to get the shopping done, get the stuff you need delivered to your door. You don't have to get up from your chair. And you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. What could be better?
I love that.
Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, we're going to continue the story on the laptop thing in a moment, but I want to talk to Ben in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, listen, a couple days ago, you've actually been talking about secession for a couple days. It's kind of popped in here and there.
Yes.
One of the days you mentioned that you didn't know how a state would go about really seceding from the union, and the process of doing that would be for the state's legislator, which would be really cool in New Hampshire because of the size of the legislator and the diversification, but the state's legislator would hold a special convention, and they would pretty much draft up, you know, some sort of document and send that to the Congress, the U.S. Congress.
Would they be able to do it with a majority? I mean, Gardner, you're the expert on the New Hampshire Constitution sitting in this room. I mean, is there some sort of specification as far as the legislature? Does it have to be a majority of them, a supermajority of them, to vote for secession?
That's interesting. I don't know. I have a copy of the Constitution out in my bag, and I can go grab it. I don't know of the provisions in the state Constitution that allow that. I would think that it would be a resolution that would pass just like any other.
That's
state.
What I would think as well. But I mean, considering it's secession, I wondered if there were some special rules attached to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then what do you
think?
Well, all I know is that the special convention is different than the regular state legislators convening meeting.
Right.
And that's how the Constitution was originally approved and ratified by the states.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's interesting because Abraham Lincoln sure did cause some problems when he decided that it wasn't really the right way to go to allow people to leave freely.
So, Ben, what do you think as far as this, the issue of secession and how people are going to see it
Is it something that we should just stay away from and just try and nullify laws instead and de-interact with the federal government, sort of disconnect from them as much as possible? Or should we actually be out there rallying for, publicly promoting the idea? Or is it too scary? What do you think?
Well, I think the first thing we should do is try to get freedom for the state. And if we can get freedom on the state level, but it's the federal government that is the only thing restricting us, then, of course, I believe secession should go ahead.
Mm.
But if the feds leave us alone, I think we should just mind our own business, you know, until they decide to enforce everything.
So that might be a gradual process.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, you know, it depends on the speed of how quickly we can get freedom in our state. Mm. What I find would be interesting, this reminds me, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Thomas E. Woods. He wrote the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History.
Yes, that's a great book.
The book goes around a lot with, it's been on Mises.org and Lou Rockwell, and it's promoted by, what's the other American history guy?
I don't know, go ahead.
How Capitalism Saved America by...
Oh yeah, Tom DiLorenzo. I had him on my show last week. His new book is fantastic.
Yeah, the new Lincoln book.
Yeah.
They're both great scholars, but there's a video out there on the internet, probably on YouTube or Google Video, of Woods making the argument, an excellent libertarian argument about the different costs of secession versus nullification and just the entire strategy and how, how the founding fathers were for secession, especially Jefferson, and then how nullification theory came out from Calhoun, in South Carolina. It's a very interesting argument, and it's a great time spent if you
forward, and Ben, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I look forward to continuing the debate because it's something that should be talked about.
Absolutely.
I think Mark, for instance, is scared. He's scared about, bringing up the idea of secession. Of course, Mark, a year ago, was scared about me talking about free market ideas on the show. He's like, you should... I don't think you should talk about these things. People are going to get scared away. No, I'm going to talk about what I believe in because it's important to me. And I think that this idea of secession deserves to be discussed as a serious concept that should be seriously looked at as a real option
in
America.
And the practical effect of it for the people who hear it might be, people might think that we're very radical. Others might be educated and realize, we're looking at this from a scholarly point of view and thoughtful and getting opinions of people on history and things like
that. Right. Nobody's ever going to always agree.
Yeah. And in addition to that, it could allow people to become accustomed to it or set off the alarm bells to the people in Washington and say, we're moving a little fast every time we come up with more regulations in people's lives.
I think I like the idea of just people becoming accustomed to hearing about the concept.
I like
that. And if it's popularized to an extent, then it won't be so scary for
Absolutely.
People. Now, what is scary is this laptop story you were talking about last segment.
Yeah, yeah.
The customs department in the United States apparently is just randomly confiscating we all know that nothing's random about what these people do. They see a laptop they like or somebody they don't like, and they take the laptop from the person.
Exactly.
And
the arbitrary nature of government cannot be avoided.
What's their excuse, though, Gardner?
Well,
they must have some sort of a reason why.
Well, this is all done under the TSA's authority, completely contrary to the Fourth Amendment, and of course, Congress shouldn't even be involved in the security airports, as we mentioned before.
Indeed.
That's all derived from a completely pornographic and awful idea coming out of FDR's presidency and then moving on from there. Here's the rest of the story. It says, in some cases, random inspections of laptops have yielded evidence of possession of child pornography. Laptops may be scrutinized and subject to a forensic analysis under the so-called border search exemption, which allows searches of people entering the United States.
Really, what else? Besides, that's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
What else besides the specter of child porn could they be looking for?
Well, they're obviously, when you go through the airport, that sort of thing. This is not only at the U.S. borders, but also when you're coming in on an international flight. So they can turn on your computer, check it out when you're coming through, make sure that there's no explosive device, that sort of thing. And just take it if they like it. Well, nice operating system.
But
pretty decent.
Can you think of anything else?
The rationales.
As far as what could be on your computer that they could be looking for? I guess they could maybe claim
secret
pirated
information
software.
Information that
But they wouldn't know what they were looking for.
Exactly.
If it's secret, if I've got secret information on my computer, it's going to be encrypted.
It's
going to be a secret.
Exactly.
But if you're some sort of porn freak, porn addict, you probably got that lying all over the place
yeah,
or
the
whatever.
The whole thing is absurd. The whole thing is completely ridiculous.
I had a feeling that was going to be their excuse, and that's their new thing, Gardner. The Bush administration, we actually touched on this a few months back on Free Talk Live. This whole war on child porn, essentially, that they're starting up here. And look, I think that child porn's terrible. Forcing children into sexual positions and forcing children to have sex with adults is bad enough. Putting it on film is worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But what you have to understand is that they're using this as an excuse to eviscerate the Fourth Amendment even further.
And you know, Ian, it's funny you should bring it up because today there was an AP report. Oh, and by the way, Ian, before we move on from here, I just have to note that this is a New York Times writer who wrote this. Listen to this sentence just very quickly. In some cases, random inspections of laptops have yielded evidence of possession of child pornography. Laptops may be scrutinized and subject to a forensic analysis under so-called border search exemption, which allows searches of people entering the United States and their possessions.
What did I miss?
Well,
I miss something?
I think the phrasing on that is very clunky.
It seemed a little odd. Towards the end,
do they mean the
odd.
Possessions of the United States?
The United States cannot have possessions. It's not real.
It's poorly written. It's very poorly written. But now, today, it was reported by the Associated Press that a federal court is going to be hearing once more the Children's Online Protection Act. Because people are bringing suit. There have already been injunctions by the Supreme Court stopping the actual prosecution and application of the law, which was written in 1998.
As there should be.
Yeah, and they ostensibly did this. This is one of those stupid things that Orrin Hatch came up with, the supposedly conservative guy, to protect children from seeing porn on the internet.
Right, and you know what? I've got the details. If you didn't bring the article, then I've got it as well. We're going to definitely inspect this and talk about it in some detail. Coming up, 800-259-9231, the government defending the anti-porn law. And, of course, we'll talk about why they did this and why children allegedly need to be protected from porn and this prudish nonsense. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The Japanese...